Isn't that something? Is that really me? Is that me? Jesse, is that me? Johnny, is that me? Is that me? Jay, is that me? Bob, is that me? Michael, is that me? But anyway, let me just say this here. I got a little bit of a cold, but we're going to still go. I just want to thank all these young men here who said good things about me, especially Hank Aaron. Hank has always been there, like he said about me. He's always been there for me. And I want to thank my friend, John McDonough, Jay, and Jesse, and Mike North, Cub Organization, everybody who made this possible for me, and my good friend, Minnie Minoso. So, thank you so much. Thank you, most of all, the Cub Organization for making this happen. This is a miracle, my friends. That's what this is. Seeing this statue makes me think of my dad, who only made it to the third grade, and my mother, who only made it to the sixth grade. But they might not have been educated, but they were wise. They taught me one of the greatest lessons of my life, and that is to be satisfied. To be satisfied. And they said, with what you have in life, if you do that, you always be a happy person if you're satisfied. They suffered a lot, my parents did, and they raised a family on $10 a week. But they were satisfied with what the life gave them. They didn't search for more, and they taught me the same. Whenever players came through Chicago, they all talk about playing in the World Series. And I always thought to myself, I am here at Wrigley Field playing day games for the best fans in the world, and I was satisfied. Now, this is the part I like. Now, I'm not bragging. I'm the only professional athlete who played his entire career in one city, Chicago, one mayor, Richard J. Daley, one owner, P.K. Wrigley, one park, Wrigley Field, and I played all my home games under one light, and that's God's lights. Where are they? I was satisfied. I think today of P.K. Wrigley, who brought me here to Chicago and taught me so much about life, and Jackie Robinson and Buck O'Neill and Hank Aaron and Billy Williams and all the people who taught me to listen and learn. And to have this statue brings me into the spotlight, but I always like shining, and Ronnie and all of them know this, shining the spotlight on someone who done something special. And I think of moms raising five kids on their own. To me, those people were my idols. I don't know how they did it, just like I can't imagine how my mom raised a family on $10 a week. It's a miracle that I made it from there to here. When I had my number retired by the Cubs, it struck me as the greatest honor because it was the first number ever retired in 100 years of this franchise. And I knew it would still be there flying on the flagpole 100 years from now. That's how I feel about this statue. I know it will be here 100 years from now. It's a miracle to me. But it is proof that you find satisfaction, contentment in your life. Miracles can happen. It's been some journey. And I thank the great Cub fans for taking the journey with me, and I thank you for the satisfying moment here today. I really appreciate all of this. I love all the, hold on a minute, I love all the enthusiasm that you all have given me, and I see a lot of you I've been around and been with and talked to, and I've learned a lot from all of you. And there's one great thing about this city. Somebody's always got the hand out to help you, no matter where you go or what you do. And I see a lot of people here that helped me in my life when things was up and things were down. They're always there. And this is a remarkable place, and I just love it. I love this ballpark, and what I'm saying about this statue, long after I'm not here, I'll still be here. Thank you.